Welcome to another exciting edition of Business Trends for Success. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Shane James, and you can find us at http://success.podomatic.com. And each time we try to, we find a trend that you can ride to success. We sort of say a rising tide lifts all ships, and if you can get in front of a really good, strong trend, you can ride that trend towards success. Some of them are, some people already are using some of our trends to change, start new businesses, improve the businesses that they have, and we're looking forward to hearing your comments on what we're talking about. So, Shane, are you there?
I am here, Scott.
Hey, Shane. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fabulous. And how about you?
Excellent, excellent. So I understand we're going to be talking about a very, very interesting trend that you've found today.
Yes, this trend really intrigues me. I find it very interesting. There's a lot of potential all over the world in this trend, as there's very little people on this trend so far. It comes out of France.
Oh, interesting.
And it's called auto shops by the hour.
Auto shops by the hour. So
That's right. That
about?
Well, do you agree with this? Everybody wants to save money.
That's true.
True, right?
Yeah.
There's plenty of consumers around the world enjoying working on cars.
Yeah. Yes, sure. A lot of people like to work on their cars.
Everybody likes to work on cars, especially if you're good with your hands.
And if you can save, you know, you go to the auto shop, and boy, it costs an arm and a leg to get your car fixed.
Well, how about sometimes you go to the auto shop? Have you ever went to an auto shop and you get your car back and they fixed 10 things on it and you weren't even quite sure what they fixed and you paid this big bill?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think a lot of our listeners will agree with that about auto shops, that they've went there and they haven't been happy or satisfied at times with the service.
Right.
So the trend, auto shops by the hour. Now, what happens if you could have a garage where you could bring your car into and do it yourself?
Oh, interesting idea.
Now, especially if the garage is equipped with the right tools, equipment, and it's say the state of the art, it's a state of the art garage that you can work in. See, few people in the world actually own their own garage or have the space to work in their own garage if they even have their own garage.
Right.
Most of our garages are not equipped with lift benches, transmission jacks, wheel balancers, all that kind of stuff that, you know, we need to fix a car.
Yeah, so then you can't do it at home. Obviously, you can't do it at home. And there's nowhere to do it except by taking it into a mechanic and getting the mechanic to do it.
That's right. So this company out of France is called Ograge. And it offers people the best of both worlds. It has professional equipped equipment and repair shops for rent by the hour or even by the half an hour. The Ograge even offers courses, sandwiches, and has shower facilities for when if you get too dirty when you're fixing your car.
Hmm.
So do you understand the trend? It's garages that you bring your car into. All the stuff is in there that you need to fix your car yourself. You do not need to hire a mechanic anymore. What a trend is that?
That could be huge.
That's huge. That's a big business, because how many listeners listening right now to our business trends can go in your city and you know of a garage that you can go to, take your car, fix it yourself, and not have to pay a mechanic? Not too many.
No.
Or how about this? I even thought of this idea. I just thought of this right now. How about taking your car to the garage, if you had one of these, where you can do it yourself, and having your own mechanic go to the garage and fix your car, somebody you trust?
Oh, right.
Yeah, because I thought that's perfect. Because I know some people that are really good with their hands, but they don't have their own garages. They don't work in their own, they don't own their own shop.
Yep.
But I could probably hire them and take my car into a do-it-yourself garage, and they could work for me. And I trust them.
Right. Good point.
I think this is a brilliant concept. This is a brilliant trend to get onto. I know in our city, there's nobody doing it. Not one person's doing this. So this for us, if we wanted to start this, In our city, it's a wide open market. I even looked around Canada. There's nobody doing this in Canada yet. And I looked all across the United States, and I couldn't find anybody doing it in the States and other countries.
So there you go. And the price of getting your car fixed is going to go up, 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 up. There's going to be more and more and more cars on the road. China is just booming when it comes to car sales. So,
yeah,
you know, look, and India will be not far behind. And if there's not, if there isn't a place where there's a lot of entrepreneurs, India and China is it, right? So
it is
a great opportunity there.
Great opportunity. And then speaking of that, I mean, me and Scott have been actually looking at maybe going to do some business out in China or India because there's so much potential in those countries right now.
Yeah, it's just huge.
So stop and take a look at this business trend. If you're into starting a garage for yourself, if you think it's a good opportunity, remember, you don't have to be experienced in the automotive industry to do this. You don't need any – I'm not a mechanic at all. I know – I'll tell you this. That's one of my biggest downfalls as a guy is I know nothing about cars.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to make a lot of money, but I don't know anything about cars. So – but you don't need to know a lot about cars. You can open this place up. You can get all the tools. You can hire the right people to help you run it, and you can make a lot of money from getting onto this business opportunity.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Well done.
Totally great idea. So you ready to move on, or do you have any more questions that we should?
Nope.
You think we should tell the listeners about this?
No,
nope,
that
idea?
Sounds cool. So take a look in your neighborhood. Take a look at your area. Do you see people that are, you know, working on their cars, or do you see people that look like they should be able to work on their cars? And what do the garages look like? I mean, I know for myself, one of my frustrating things is I look around and I go, well, even if I knew what I needed to fix on my car, I don't know where to take it, right? It's not like the old days when there used to be garages all over the place where you go to the gas station and they'd be able to fix your car. And take a look in the Yellow Pages. Do a search in Google or Yahoo for your area on car repair and see what you can find.
That's right. And
do
if
a little
you want
of your own research.
If you want to research their website, I tried to get it to come up today, but I couldn't get it to come up. But I believe it's ograj.com. And I think it's try o'garage.com or try ograj.com and see if that comes up. If any of the listeners can't find it and they want to research this company in France more, give us a quick email to our website and I'll definitely get the exact address for you and help you guys along whatever you need on this business opportunity.
Yeah, and you'll be able to find that email at http://success.podomatic.com.
Awesome. Good.
All
so
right.
Ready to move on?
Let's move on to part two.
Part two. Part two today is talking about surrounding yourself with the right people.
That's so important.
I believe that to take your life to the next level financially, you need to be surrounded by the right people. If you want to become a millionaire, you've got to be surrounded by at least, you know, two or three millionaires. If you want to become a billionaire, you got to be surrounded by at least two, three billionaires. If you want to make $100,000, you have to be surrounded by people that make $100,000, at least one or two of them. Not everybody, because there's still some people in your circles that may have a lot of ambition that are going to the next level. But usually you'll find that those people that may be in your inner circles that are going to the next level, they at least usually know two or three or four or five millionaires.
Right.
This is very important. I think this is probably the most important part about business. Because
well, they say you're the accumulation of the five people you surround yourself with the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I know myself, I often will stop and take a look at my life and say, you know, who's in my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it, you know, a bunch of drug addicts and drunks, or is it a bunch of people that are really moving towards their goal and are very successful?
That's right.
And I'm pretty pleased with the quality of people that I've surrounded myself with the last few years because it's been amazing because you end up living to that standard, right?
That's right. Yeah, you become who you surround yourself with. They say the income that you make will be in around the same bracket that your closest friends are.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty important point if you want to take yourself to the next level financially and successful. So I believe that you got to have the right mentors in your life. You got to have the people that are going to take you to the next level. So first I'm going to share a little story with you about myself, and then I'm going to give you 9 steps to how to acquire mentors that are millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires. So is it all right if I share a little story with you, Scott?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. So I moved, as you know some of the story, I moved to Vancouver, Canada, about 4 years ago now, 4.5 years ago. And I didn't know anybody when I moved to the city. I basically moved with my bags. I'm now mentored by millionaires, multimillionaires, and I even have one billionaire that calls me. And
that's right. He called when you and I were having coffee one day.
That's right. I'll share that story. Me and Scott were having coffee, and my phone rang. And I picked up my phone, and the man said his name, and I said, whoa, and I stepped outside, and I came back to Scott, and I kind of said, oh, that was just this guy. I don't want to say his name. But that was just a billionaire. Like, it happens every day to me.
Yeah, right.
So I four years it's taken me to acquire millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires that I'm surrounded by now. And I'll tell you, for myself, it's taken my whole life to another level because I now have access to pretty much as much money as I want for funding of whatever businesses that I want to do because I've earned my right. I call it ETR. I've earned my right. I've paid my dues and, I've earned the friendship, the respect, and paid my due diligence to these people as well in 4 years. I didn't look for instant gratification. I waited for delayed gratification and proved myself. Now, this is probably one of the most important things that I've ever did in my life. About 4 years ago, when I acquired one of my first mentors, or was trying to, who was probably worth about $100 million, one of my friends said to me, well, you didn't get anything out of your first meeting. And I looked at him and I said, it's not about the first meeting. It's about the relationship that I'm going to have with these people through my life.
That's right.
Obviously, that friend's no longer a friend anymore because we thought nothing alike.
Right.
So I was actually changing friends at that point in my life. Now, let me teach you guys the steps that I took to acquire millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires to mentor me. Are you ready, Scott?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's get at it. Number one, what area of life do you need a mentor? So I put this one in here all the time because I want to teach people, even though we're talking about right now business and finance, I want to teach people that they can have mentors in every area of their life. So you can have a mentor, and you should have a mentor in finance. You should have a mentor in spiritual. You should have a mentor in health and fitness. You should have a mentor in, did I say financial? I think I did. In financial and business.
Yeah.
I'm missing a category that where you need a mentor.
So your health, your health, finance.
Spiritual.
Spiritual relationships.
That's it, relationships. Isn't how that funny that one slipped my mind?
Yeah.
So we need to have mentors in all areas of our life. And that's how I sit down and I choose. I have actually charts on my wall where I put my categories. And I have spiritual, relationship, health and fitness, financial. And I have all my categories, and then I put my mentors under them. That's who I want to direct me in my life.
Right.
The second step I use is I create a list of potential mentors for the goal that I've chosen. I make a list of 100 people who I think can help me achieve my dreams. Now, the person that I think that is most unlikely to ever talk to me or get back to me, I put them at the top of my list and go after them first. Mm. And I'm talking big guys. You got to remember that when I started, I just had a billionaire contact me. He was on the top of my list 3 years ago. So it took me 3 years ago to get him to contact. 3 years to get him to contact me, and now it looks like we're going to do business together. But he was on the top of my list. Don't be scared to put guys like Howard Schultz that started Starbucks, or a Bill Gates, or a Donald Trump, or any people like that on your list.
Right.
Let me give you an example of one of my friends, Brian Scudamore. He started the company 1-800 I Got Junk. He walked up to Fred DeLuca, that owns Subway, and said, "Hi, Fred, I'm Brian, and this is my goals. Can you mentor me?" Fred DeLuca passed him his number. Remember, this is the man that created Subway.
Right.
Fred DeLuca passed him his phone number and said, "No problem."
Wow.
Wow is right. All because he asked. So make a list of the top 100 people that you want to mentor you.
And don't be afraid to ask.
Don't be afraid to ask. We're going to get into depth in that in a bit. Number three, start researching everything you can about your potential mentor.
Good point.
Their likes, their dislikes, their passions, their dreams, and what goals are they trying to achieve at that time? Find out everything that you possibly can. Because the more that you know about your potential mentors, the more you're going to be able to hold a good conversation with them, or you're going to be able to write a good letter, or you're going to know exactly what points to say because you've did your due diligence about the people that you're trying to get help you to help you.
Right. Yeah, because it's almost a cliche, but, you know, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. And that applies equally to people you want to have being as a mentor, right? Because those people are, they're approached by probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people daily, if not weekly, you know, to get money, do this, do that. And what all those people keep saying, which I suspect is the same thing, is, you know, how can you help me become wealthy like you? Right? As opposed to, you know, how can I help you, or how can we help each other, which are
That's
totally
right.
different places to come from. And I know, Shane, oftentimes when we've just talked about things, you go out of your way to make sure that people that help you are appreciated, which is something that a lot of people, like I know people that, you know, walk down the street, some guy comes up and says, "Can you help me out? Give me a buck for coffee or something." You give him a buck, and they just leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't say thank you or anything else, right? So what's going to happen the next time you see someone like that? I'm not going to give them the buck, right? And now just take that and put that into, you know, $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million deals, and it just works the same way, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you really want to make sure that you're appreciating and giving, before you really can get.
That's right. And that's a very good point, Scott, because that leads us into step four. And let me start with a quote from Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar said it best. If you help enough people get what you want, what they want, you'll always get what you want.
Yeah.
So step four is find a way how you can help your mentors or your potential mentors achieve their goals. So even if it's something small, that will help them achieve their goals faster. Because the people that you're still trying to acquire in your life, they most of them are super high achievers. And once they set a goal, they'll set another goal. Then they set another goal. And a lot of my mentors are at the stage now where they're building charities. They want to build billion-dollar charities now because they have so much money.
Look what happened to Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. They've been in the news lately. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett's like the second richest man in the world, and Bill's probably the first, number one, right? And what does Warren do? He gives $37 billion to Bill and Melinda because of the philanthropy that they're doing.
That's right. So find a way that you can help them achieve their goal. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be something small. I'll give you an example of myself. One of my mentors is building a chain of big retail stores. He just sold his one of his companies for a small amount of money for only like $500 million.
Right. Chicken feed.
That's right. And he's building another chain of stores. And I've seen somebody that was building a similar chain that he was going to start building. And so I stopped in the store and I did every research about it, and I seen it in the paper. So I cut out the piece of paper and I went in the store and I did some research and I sent it over to him. And just that little bit built our relationship.
Yeah.
Because I'm truly looking out for him. If I can help him in any way, I really try to. So find how you can help the person.
Because everybody needs something.
Of course. Everybody needs something, for sure, Scott. And you're totally right. Good point. Number 5. Do you know anyone who knows your potential mentor? Consider using these people as a reference if they know your potential mentor. We're only usually about 3 people away people that we need to help us. So if you do, ask around. Somebody might know somebody, and they might be able to give you a reference of how to contact these people, or they might be able to even give a phone call for you and say, you know, I got somebody that's going to call you. Is it all right?
Right.
And don't be scared to ask for help. Number 6, contacting your potential mentor, whether it be by phone or in writing. If you're using a reference, always put the reference name in the first statement. Now, your next paragraph in your phone call or your letter should state the qualities that you admire in your mentor. And then you should state the qualities that you want to apply to your life. And then you should ask for a brief meeting for supper, lunch, or dinner once a week or once a month or whatever you can get. That's the exact way that I've contacted mentors and created millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires in my life.
That's awesome. So can you quickly run through those steps? Just give us the main name of each step just one more time for our listeners.
Yeah, no problem. Number 1, what area of life do you need a mentor? Number 2.
And look at the different areas of your life, and because it's not just the financial or business end that people can have mentors helping them.
That's right. Number 2, create a list of potential mentors for the goal you want to achieve. Number 3, start researching everything you can about your potential mentor. Number 4, find a way how you can help them achieve their goals. Number 5, do you know anyone who knows your potential mentors? Number 6, contacting your potential mentor. And this leads us into number 7 now. Number 7 is make the contact. There are 3 ways to make the contact. Face-to-face is the best, by phone, or in a written letter. This is how I prefer to do it. I send a letter first, because what I call this is planting the seed.
Right.
When the letter gets there, the mentor has the time to sit down and read it.
True. That's right.
Okay. Another key that I've gotten, which obviously I can't tell you my mentors because I don't need them bombarded with letters from everybody else listening, but most of my mentors, I've actually found their home addresses, and it hasn't went to their secretaries.
Oh, so you do it to their home.
Yeah, I do it to their home. So I do a lot of research, and it goes to their home. So when they're sitting there at their home, they read my letter.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, they know that I got ambition when that happens, because they're like, wow, he took the time to actually find out where I live, my street address, all this, even when I was unlisted.
Right.
So that just shows that you have the ambition and that you really want it. And I even state, you know, I know that it was probably would have went to your secretary, and you may have not got it because you're probably bombarded with letters. And I really, really wanted you to read my letter because I feel that it's very important to me.
Right.
So I prefer to send my letter first. That's planting the seed. Then if I don't get a response back, I make the phone call. And I make the phone call and I say, have you received my letter? And if they say, yeah, I did, that's when I try to get a face-to-face meeting. It's hard to sell yourself on the phone. The best way to sell yourself is a face-to-face meeting. I say this, once you get your face-to-face meeting, you got one shot, one opportunity. And it's not about what you're trying to do at that time. It's about selling yourself. You got to go in there with ambition and enthusiasm, high energy, and if they can feel it, they will mentor you for the rest of their life because they know you're going to be a huge success and you're going to change the world. If you go in there and you're like everybody else, you might as well just pack your bags and go home.
Yeah.
So try and get the face-to-face meeting. And be persistent. Some of my mentors that I've acquired, when I sent the letter, then I called them, and I got them on the phone, which took some creative thinking, because sometimes I couldn't get my mentors on the phone. So I'll give you an example. One of my mentors, I had to send his secretary roses 3 times till they finally got me my call. Because I knew the secretary was the gatekeeper.
Right.
The secretary held the key that I needed to get into. So I went to the secretary and pampered her and flattered her. And then I got through. They felt the energy and ambition.
Very interesting.
Now, if you're, once you send a letter and if you get them on the phone, really push to get a face-to-face meeting. Another example, one of my mentors on the phone said, well, can't we do this on the phone because I really don't have time to do it in person. I said, well, no. It's very important to me that I come in and do this with you face-to-face. It would mean a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the words that I use? Because of the words that I use, I express how important it is to me. Most of the time, I get the face-to-face meeting. And I'll tell you, as soon as I get the face-to-face meeting, I'm so prepared, I will never miss my opportunity, and I will always sell myself. Number 8, follow-up. Once you have made the initial contact, follow up with a brief note of appreciation on something that your potential mentor has did or said that you admire. This is, again, I call planting the seed again. If you've got no contact back from them or you haven't heard anything, do the follow-up. It's keeping you there. Because what's going to happen is you're going to end up at the same place as some of these people at one time in your life. And for myself, I make it happen. I know maybe where they're speaking, where they're going to be, what kind of social parties they're going to be at. And there might be a lot of people around, but I can slip in there, and I might have sent 3 or 4 letters, and he's read them, and I say, oh, do you remember my letter? You know, thanks for taking the time to review it. Now we have a connection there that nobody else has.
That's right.
I'm not a cold call anymore.
And that's what you really want to avoid being, isn't it?
That's right. And you notice that every step that I do, it builds the report and it builds me in there, so I'm consistently getting myself warmer and warmer.
Yeah. So important.
Now, number 9, go to the next potential mentor on your list. If one potential mentor turns you down, always ask why. Because you want to know if you're doing something wrong in your strategy. You see, I treat this like a business. Most people go into acquiring mentors and they go, well, yeah, I'll find somebody that'll maybe help me. See, I treat this like a business. And because I treat this like a business, the results that I'm getting in my life are, you know, are massive. Not even the results that I'm getting. I have access to pick up the phone and call people that make, say, $500 million and say, hey, I need some advice on this. And they'll sit on the phone with me for 1 hour or 2 hours and give me advice how to run my business better.
Isn't that amazing? And that's the goal of everybody listening to this call or this podcast, right, is You want to be able to build a team that can help you be as successful as you can be, and of course, help them be successful too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great vision.
Totally great vision, and like I said, treat it like a business, because this should be more important than your business. Because if you play your cards right and you get surrounded by the right people, you don't even need to go to banks and ask for money anymore. You don't need
right.
to beg at a bank. You know, and you have access to some of the most highly ranked business people around you that can give you advice that most people can never find, that most people have to pay thousands and thousands of thousands of dollars to go, you know, maybe ask a lawyer or accountant or somebody when they can give you the advice.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
Number nine. That's the last step. You go back to your list. And when you get turned down, don't take it personally.
That's right. You're not going to be calling all these people and getting everyone jumping up and down to be on your team.
Of course. There's going to be lots of people that you don't know where the potential mentors are in their lives. You don't know what circumstances are happening in their lives at that time. A lot of times it's not that they don't want to help. It's just there's some kind of circumstance and the timing that's going wrong or something's happening in their life where they just can't do it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ever take it personally. That's why I always treat it like a business. And that's why I'm really successful at what I do, inquiring people to mentor me. Remember that only a small percentage of the population asks for help. The people who ask for help are usually the most successful people in life.
And remember that the next time you're lost and don't and don't know where you're going, because my girlfriend keeps looking at me and saying, you know, why don't you ask for help? Why don't you ask? No, I'm just... And I've just given up on that one, and I just roll the window down and yell at somebody, do you know how to get to? And normally they point me in the right direction, and I'm fine.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason why we're so scared to ask for help is because we're so fearful of the word no.
Mm.
And people got to get over that.
Yeah.
You need to have more no's. The more no's that you receive, the more successful you will be.
The key, isn't it?
And if you're not getting any no's in your life right now, I'll tell you right now that you're not becoming successful. You're not going to go to the next level. You just will not. The more no's that you get in your life means that you're going to become more and more successful. Because to become rich, to become financially secure and free at a high level, you have to get a lot of no's. You have to try different things. You have to ask different people. And you're going to get no's along the way. So if you're not getting any no's, then you better go out and you better set your sights on getting some no's, because that's what's going to set you to become totally successful in your life.
So if there's something you hear, that's a really good exercise for everybody listening to this. If there's something in your life that you want, go out and ask some people for some help in getting it and look for those no's. It's kind of like a reverse exercise, right? Like we want you to, and if everyone keeps saying yes, keep doing it until you find, you know, keep finding something else until you finally get that no. And then just get used to it, get acclimatized to it. It's not a big deal.
So important. One of my best friends lives in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and he wanted to start getting in business. And I said, all right, we're going to dive you right in and we're going to get you no's. We're going to get you used to this. And he had a bunch of Star Wars men that he had collected for years, and he went to the States and bought about $40,000 worth, and he was going to sell them on eBay.
Wow.
And I said to him, okay, we got to find the biggest people now in the world on eBay. Who are the biggest people? So we did some research and stuff, and we found 15 of the top people that were doing eBay, making the most money. I said, all right, I'll help you write a letter. This is what we're going to do. We wrote the letter. The first two we got back were no, not interested. And the second one was actually, the guy was actually a real jerk. You know, and I said, look, that's good. That's what we want. Oh, don't you feel good? I said, don't you feel good? We got two no's already. All right. And he's like, all right, I guess. We got the no's. And the 13th letter, we got a response back. And this two partners in England that are huge said, yeah, we'll definitely look at your stuff. We've got some connections. We can help you sell your stuff. Okay, his stuff sold in a week and a half because of these people.
Wow.
He made more than that. I think it was $55,000 he ended up making on top of what he spent. So he had profited that much.
Holy smokes.
That's because we got connected to the right people, and all that took us, it didn't even take us, it took us a day and a half to really sit down and do it. Now, that's the power in that. Everything I do, I always look for people who are at the top. Always. And everybody should, too, if you want to take your lives and your success to the next level.
That's right.
So I'll leave you guys with an exercise today. Write down 5 potential mentors to get you started. I actually want you guys to do 100, but get you started on 5. Then I want you to follow up with all the steps on these 5 people to get used to doing it. Pick some of the biggest people. Get used to getting no's. Don't ever give up. Be persistent and watch your success happen in life.
All right, that sounds like a great exercise. So this has been a pretty information-packed podcast today. Shane, thanks.
You're welcome.
So we're going to be looking at auto shops by the hour. So is that an area that, particularly those of us that love to work on our cars, it seems like a natural. And then surround yourself with the right people and start looking for people that can mentor you in all aspects of your life. And you'll be amazed at the changes that occur as you move towards your goals and what you want.
That's right. You'll watch your life change. Once you get surrounded by the right people, your life will change before your eyes because you'll start to think like them, you'll start to become like them, and you'll start to pick up all the traits that they've acquired in their life to become that successful and that financially free. And have a lot of fun doing it because life is about fun, and I'll tell you, and Scott knows this, is that everything I do, I have fun doing. Even like these podcasts, I just love doing them. They're so much fun. I love teaching people, changing people's lives, and life's about having fun as well.
That's right. We just got some great comments on one of our other podcasts that I know Shane was just thrilled about, and I was just absolutely delighted to read on the impact that we're having on people's lives. And it's one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Scott Patton and Shane James from Business Trends for Success. And if you want to see some of our other podcasts and you haven't downloaded them, you can find them at http://success.podomatic.com. You can leave comments on there. We'd love to get some feedback from you. We know that our listenership is growing, but we're not always 100% sure where you're from. So if you do leave some feedback, just tell us where, if it's Brazil or England or the United States or wherever you are, we'd like to know. So until next time, keep following those trends to success, folks.
Goodbye.